gotta get up.
Here we go. 5:33, Sunny 101.5, the Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show. What an interesting day this will be.
It will.
One for sure.
Okay.
At 7 a.m. this morning, we got a big switch, and we're going to click it.
Oh,
and it's gonna,
wow.
It's going to change
I'd forgotten
everything.
That.
Yeah. So you got that. That's for sure. Now, the other thing I don't know. The other thing about Steve.
That's
know,
right.
We don't know if he's going to have a new
newborn, baby, by
newborn by the time we get done with the show. I mean, it would be nice if him to do that. I mean,
if you could time it so that we get to talk to you and hear about all of the joy.
Yeah, I mean, we'd
appreciate it.
It's
Steve,
only the professional Meg. Thing to do, but I guess it's going to happen when it happens. So we'll keep you posted on that. All right. And one thing, you have patchy fog out there, and yes, there are black ice spots. So don't think everything's
That's
looking
right.
all clean and anything. Just be careful out there. Otherwise, we're going to have mostly cloudy skies in the high 36. 20 degrees, sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
6:15, here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, you know, a garbage man in California was out on his route a few days ago when he got the call from his boss to get the heck out of there. The wildfires were raging. They were getting dangerously close to his territory.
Yeah.
And Dane Cummings says he just couldn't get the seniors on his route out of his mind, and decided, you know what, I'm going to chance it. He took a final drive through to, you know, drive up to the house, try to make sure they were out, everything was okay. And as it turns out, the last house is where 93-year-old Margaret Newsom lives.
Yeah.
She had just had back surgery.
Oh,
and
boy.
Unbeknownst to everyone, she has no family around. Her caregiver was gone for the day, and she couldn't get out. So she was standing there on her porch, just hoping that someone would see her. And she said, you know what? She couldn't even describe what it was like to see what she called the great big green monster, the garbage truck coming down the road. And he loaded her into his truck, Cummings did, and they raced off as the flames tore through town.
Wow.
So, but you know what? I mean, what a story. He said he definitely had some slight concerns that he wasn't allowed to have a resident in his truck and, you know, those things that go through your mind, but threw all caution to the wind. And as it turns out, Margaret actually had a soft spot for Dane. She always made him premium Christmas cookie platters.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And, that now we know is real reasoning. Hey, Margaret, you have any cookies in there?
Very good.
Something good. Tell me something good.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
The most fun in the morning.
I love it.
Sunny 101.5.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:53, season's greetings already, huh?
I know, right?
Yeah, wait till 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, flipping a switch. And that's exactly why I started this Radio Paparazzi with this story.
All right.
We're talking Christmas in Rockefeller Center. Have you ever watched that special? Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. So John Legend, Diana Ross, Tony Bennett, Pentatonix, and Brett Eldridge are going to perform on this year's Christmas in Rockefeller Center. And Martina McBride, Kelly Pickler, they're also on the bill. It's going to be hosted by today's Savannah Guthrie, Hoda Kotb, Al Roker, and Craig Melvin. And it airs already November 28th at 8 p.m. on NBC.
I
always love watching the tree come in. So this year, you know, of course, that's the real star of the special. It's a 72-foot-tall, 12-ton Norway spruce from New York. It's going to light up the spirit of the season there.
It's a little taller than the one I put up.
Yeah, just a little?
Just a little bit, yeah.
It's fascinating.
I don't want to, you know, outdo the White House.
You don't want to outdo Rockefeller Center.
Or Rockefeller
yeah,
Center,
exactly.
Right.
No, I
or
it.
The White House.
Well, you know what? Going on, hitting the auction block today, the 2003 Hummer that LeBron James drove in high school. So this is kind of a fun story. It's Kelly Blue Book value is $18,000. But the auctioneer thinks it could fetch six figures.
Uh-huh.
You know, unlike most high school students, LeBron didn't drive a beater. He drove a Hummer. And his mom, you know, it caused some controversy when she took out a $50,000 loan to purchase the 2003 H2 for her son's 18th birthday. But, you know, the lender correctly figured she'd be good for the dough once her son got picked in the first.
I think they got that one covered.
NBA draft, yeah. Mm-hmm. So the vehicle last changed hands in 2013 for an undisclosed sum. But Golden Auctions president Ken Golden says he thinks the car is definitely a six-figure piece at this point. Yeah, just last month, former Chicago Bears star Walter Payton's 1979 Porsche sold for $324,500.
Wow.
So that'll be interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, Miley Cyrus's sister Brandy says her younger sister feels so helpless after losing her Malibu home in the California wildfire. She says Miley and fiance Liam Hemsworth, they're fortunate enough that they have another house to live in. So they're trying to help raise money for all of the people that don't through the Malibu Foundation. A really special place. Cyrus also praised her future brother-in-law, Hemsworth, for saving the couple's animals on the day that they were ordered to evacuate because Miley was out of town working. So, and you know, their animals aren't, I mean, it's just not like save the dog and cat. Mm-hmm. They have pigs and, I mean, animals
they got a
that
bunch
are,
of them, yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole different challenge.
That was a job then.
Absolutely. Thank you, Snip. It seems Ariana Grande is moving on after her split from fiancé Pete Davidson with a new shorter do. She got all of her gorgeous, beautiful hair cut off.
Did she really?
Yes. I was a little stunned. I mean, you know, her signature. She's been rocking that signature high ponytail since 2011. But on Thursday, the 25-year-old Instagrammed a selfie that shows she's ditched that high ponytail with this. I mean, it's gorgeous. Shoulder-grazing lob. And she looks awesome, but yeah, I was just really surprised. This weekend at the box office, Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald premiered at the top. It delivered a $253 million global debut, $62.2 million in the U.S. alone. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
I mean, wow. So the film finished only $13 million shy of the franchise's debut film back in 2016. Meanwhile, Dr. Seuss, The Grinch, dropped to second place, adding $38.2 million. Queen biopic Bohemian Rhapsody landed in third place.
Mm-hmm.
That comedy with Mark Wahlberg and Rose Byrne, Instant Family, took the number four spot. And Widows rounded out the top five, earning $12.3 million.
Okay.
All righty, the birthday game. And I mentioned this earlier. Ah, you're going to love birthdays today.
Oh, I bet I am.
Because you're going to know all these folks.
No, that still doesn't mean.
That doesn't mean anything. But okay, so we're going to look at Saturday's birthdays. Danny DeVito.
Well, Danny DeVito is going to be 74. Wow.
I told you were going to like today. Man.
Where did that come from?
We can't make this up. There's all
okay.
Right.
So it's only downhill from now on now.
Martin Scorsese.
Martin Scorsese is 74. I'll stay with 74.
76.
All right.
And Rachel McAdams.
There, you lost me. All right.
Now, I'll just think chick flicks. You know her.
I do? Well, say it again, Rachel.
Rachel McAdams.
Oh, 40.
40. Nice.
Where are these numbers coming from?
This is a good showing. You need to play the lottery today.
What was that? That was, give me those
that
numbers.
That was 74, 76.
I don't think you can go that high.
40.
On a That's fantastic. 7:56 here at Sunny 101.5. Time for Go Figure. Well, I'll handle the Go Figure duties for a little while here. And
I introduce you?
No, you don't have to. You don't have to introduce me. Do I really need an introduction?
Yes. Here's Jack.
Well, thank you, Tracy. Really appreciate that. You know, check this out. A self-proclaimed, mind you, young god argues if people can legally change their gender, he should be able to change his age. And he's not kidding. A 69-year-old pensioner who says that he has the body of a 45-year-old.
That's
rather pompous, don't you think?
Wow, yeah.
Taking action to legally change his age to improve his job prospects and luck with women on Tinder. Dutch entrepreneur Emil Rattleband is hoping he'll be able to change his date legally from March 11th, 1949 to March 11th, 1969.
I'm feeling the Cher song, Turn Back Time, here.
If I could turn back time, you better believe it. The self-help guru who describes himself as a young god is taking action against his local authorities after it refused to change his age on official documents. So he believes you should be able to change your age. That way, you know, you're not discriminated against when you're trying to, enhance your love life. You know, like, why don't you just do what everybody else, just lie.
Well, exactly. I turn mine back every year, too. I mean, but it doesn't have to be on my birth certificate.
Just go ahead and lie. What's the difference, you know? If that helps you, then that helps you. And the length that people will go through just to avoid teeing off.
Maybe we could just feature him on the birthday game, and then you'll make him 20 years younger anyway.
Well, sure. I'll mess it up. I'll say you're 27.
Oh, my gosh.
People will go through anything to avoid teeing off on the senior tee boxes. I'll tell you what. I can relate to that. But just take the shortcut and lie.
Go Figure. True stories about real people being really stupid. Sunny, 101.5.